I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Over the course of a couple calls, one of our listeners has called in and has been very despondent. And we have talked to that person. And Tom, I want to put you on here for a second. We're always concerned about people when they call up and they are that despondent. And Tom, would you agree with me that that was a crisis situation?
Oh, 150%.
His name was Chris, and he has called the show a couple times. And the last time he called, he was getting stronger and better. And but he told us about a situation. I'm going to bring him on for a second because I think it's important that you hear his story. Hey, Chris, how you been?
Hey, George, I'm doing good. Thank you guys for all your help. You guys are major dudes.
You sound much stronger, my friend.
I'm getting stronger with every word, by every breath.
Good. When you have called in, you told us about your girlfriend who was sick in the hospital, and she has passed on now.
She passed on that night right after I talked to you, probably about 3 in the morning.
And we're very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's like life. You know, there's death in it.
What had happened to her?
Well, she got the vaccine, and in the second shot, she started getting sick. And I told her, Melanie, I called her Mel. I said, it's just no reaction. You're going to get through it and all that stuff. And she would be soaked. Every morning she woke up, but her clothes were wet. She said, I don't feel good. My muscles are getting weak and this and that. And she wouldn't go to the doctor. She'd never been to the doctor. She'd been 65 years without ever going to the doctor, ever. I mean, not ever going to the hospital. Excuse me. She had babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was in great shape. And finally I talked to her and going to the rheumatologist, and they said she had something called myositis, which is a rare autoimmune disease.
Yep.
It eats away your muscles, and it did that within a couple weeks.
Did she go peacefully?
I think she did, George. And the good thing that came out of it, she didn't talk to her daughter and her sister. There was some kind of problem in the family. I always tried to get straight, but I couldn't do it. And when she died, by chance, when I went to the hospital, I don't talk to them. They were all there, and they told me what was wrong, because I really couldn't get much information, you know, because she couldn't talk, because she wasn't strong enough. She couldn't eat, and she was having to have something breathe. So like I told you that night when I was there, she had a full mask on. They were giving oxygen, and she couldn't write. She was trying to talk to me. I couldn't understand what she was saying. It was so frustrating.
Chris, and Melanie Ray
Brown
was a singer.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a dream. She had a dream. Tell us what that dream was.
The dream that she would be on George and Ori. We used to lay in bed and watch it. And you know, she goes, I want to get in. So she sent her tapes. And she goes, when are they going to get played? I said, you know, Melanie, they're busy. These guys have a lot of people sending them in. I said, someday I'll get them played for that. I promise I will.
All right. Well, we're going to do something. I want you to stay on the line because I want to come back briefly and talk with you after this is done. But you have been able to give us one of her songs, Melanie Ray Brown. Her dream was to get on this program, and I'm going to play this song in its entirety for her.
Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Melanie Ray Brown. She has passed away, but her goal was to get that song on Coast to Coast. Chris, she did a great job with that song.
Man, I can feel that they're just smiling away. I feel the presence of her right in my back. It's beautiful.
You feel better?
Oh, yeah. George, I wrote a little something. I don't know if you have time for me to read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things is when the power of love overcomes the love of power, this world will be at peace. Okay, the last 2 weeks, I've been looking through my phone, through my thoughts, through my life. I started to get kind of lonely and just felt out of faith, you know, just kind of down. Normal. From love and happiness and my loss. I said, George, I'm looking at this the wrong way. I'm totally the wrong way. Go back 15 years when I met Melanie, or Mel, I always called her. If I'd never had that time to feel so much love, unexplainable passion, and in the end, compassion, that's love. It would have been a loss more than I could ever do in life without. I'm happy to have this loss, because without this sorrow, that means I would have never known that power of love. Okay? So I have a little plan. It's like Pay It Forward, kind of like the movie, but a little different. It helps give someone to stop, not money, not material things, but only love and time. I call it Pay It Up. And we can do this. We can make the difference. One good action, maybe a big smile to someone that's lonely. It's easy to do, okay? Here's my little catchy line. It's easy for me, it's easy for you, okay? Slow down the world and give the time to an old soul or person that needs a young person's thoughts and dreams. Okay? Open your heart and let it flow out. Saturate their soul. I know we can do this. It's not hard to do. If everyone try to give it a try, one or two people a day. Maybe they do one or two. It may work. We have nothing to lose. George, wait. I'm wrong. You know, I thought love is the most powerful force in the world. More than anything, but I had that wrong too. I have to rethink it. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, by far. And I want to thank you guys for letting me say my words. And I just wanted to read that to you again once more about it's no longer time for me to be sad, but to be rejoiced and be thankful for what I had. And give gratitude with my attitude. Trying to get through this.
You stay strong.
When the power of love overcomes the love of power, that's what's going on. That's what he was talking about earlier. The world will be at peace. So we got to get that straight, get it right. I think we can do it.
Stay strong, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys more than you ever know.
Tommy, I want to bring you in here for a second.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you something, George. You have crafted this show to where we help people and we're there for people. And over the course of the last few weeks, he would email me every couple days and say, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. So I saw the progression.
Yeah, he was suicidal, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bad thing. And then I heard that song. What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice.
She could have made it on any country western station ever.
Oh,
she was good.
Yeah, agreed. She really was. So I'm glad that you gave the vehicle to play the song.
Well, he sounds like he's getting stronger. And Chris, you got a family here for us. Let's make sure.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.